Canadian politics is boring.
Hello, and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. I am Reese, and with me is the insatiable Jesse Harley.
Oh, I like that. Insatiable.
This is another 360 experience, if you wanted to check it out on YouTube. And Jesse is drinking from a tiny espresso cup, like some kind of cultured Italian, except he's got his pinky in the air, and that's not how they do it. That's how British people drink tea.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it. I'm in your presence, so I have to
blend in all the European cultures. Yep. We've got some shit hot small talk. Jesse is writing a horror feature film.
Shit hot is right. That's I don't think you're using that properly.
Shit hot. Hot off the press. Jesse Harley writes horror feature film. How's the writing going? Tell us about your film, Jesse.
Oh, God. I can't really because it's not made yet.
Can I tell them things?
You can tell. Yeah, I haven't told you anything about it. So
I know you did. Well, you did tell me a little bit, but I feel bad if I expose it to people.
No, back in 2015 in Nova Scotia, the Liberal Party, to get political, decimated.
We don't talk politics in this podcast. No. You know that by now. This is anything apart from politics.
They decimated the film industry pretty much, and it limped its way back into a place where foreign companies can come in and utilize their business incentive. It's no longer a tax credit. It's a business incentive, whatever the hell that means. But local up-and-coming filmmakers are and have been pretty much screwed out of trying to become a homegrown filmmaker, whereas you could do that anywhere else in Canada, almost anywhere else in Canada.
And this is a wonderful story.
It's depressing as fuck. Right. Anyway, my producer and friend Chris, who produced almost all of my films in the past, he finally came back and was like, I think I figured out a way to maybe eke back. So we're doing it like it's just out of our own pockets just to get back into
into
the race, which may or may not happen. So like I've got a race to write a script and then we've got a race to shoot it with no money. And I'm like, okay, I'm a little worried, but
it'd be fine.
It'd be fine.
You can draw on your phone.
Totally. Yeah.
That's what the kids are doing. Yep. 15 seconds long film on your phone.
Yeah, 15 second long horror film. And in the film festival, we're good to go.
Exactly. Yeah. I did pitch you some alternative storylines, which you turned down, which is a shame.
Multi-dick.
It's basically
would I turn down multi-dick?
A demon who's covered in penises and steals other people's penises. I think it's a great concept.
I think you should do it.
If any of our audience is a big Hollywood film mogul and would like to make multi-dick.
Well, before you ask them to buy it, why don't you pitch the movie?
I've already pitched it.
It's a 5-second pitch. Yeah. It's a multi-dimensional demon with many dicks on him. Period.
And he steals other people's dicks. And adds them to his body. So I'll admit it needs a bit of work. It's undeveloped. It's a raw concept. My small talk seems way worse than your small talk. You're writing a feature film, and that's exciting. I went to a beach and saw some icebergs for the first time up close.
Oh, that is
which
exciting,
was a big deal for me.
It is, yeah.
Are they icebergs if they're the size of a Chevy Cobalt?
Yeah, yeah. They're still massive underneath, right?
No, they weren't. They were washed up on the beach. Is that just a piece of ice? It's just a piece of ice. Damn it. Okay, well, I came close to meeting my first iceberg, so let's...
Yeah, apparently you've got a really good episode.
I'm excited about this episode. This episode is a very recent story.
And oh, God, I know what that means when you're excited about an episode. It's going to be depressing and gory.
No, it's not. No, it's just it's so shit and funny, and it's such a Canadian scandal because, like we did Fuddle My Duddle a few weeks back.
Right.
That was a non-scandal. Unlike the real scandals, which seem to be forgotten, the non-scandals are the ones that seem to last in Canada.
Right, because we don't really have news here.
I got to say
this.
No, exactly. You do. It's just people seem to draw on other things. So, yeah. Anyway, but this episode is called Jason Kenney Hates Bigfoot.
Jason Kenney. I don't know that name.
He's the Premier of Alberta.
Oh.
Which means he's the premium Albertan. I actually don't think he is. I take that back. Seems quite unpopular at the moment. But
really? Jason Kenney.
Kenny.
Not Kenny. Jason Kenney. All right.
So Jason
unpopular Kenney. Jason Kenney, unpopular premier of Alberta. Okay.
Exactly. Like that's the unsuccessful merchant historical tag. The right. Deeply unpopular Jason Kenney. So incidentally, have you heard of a film called Bigfoot Family?
No.
So,
I have not.
Bigfoot Family is a 2020 Belgian-French computer-animated comedy drama directed by Ben Stassen and Jeremy de Grunson, and it's a French... It's a French production, but it's voiced in English, and it's the sequel to another Bigfoot film. It was on Netflix recently, so I'm guessing you haven't seen it. It was the number one film in Canada and the United States very recently on Netflix
for like what, half an hour?
No, like a couple of weeks.
What was it called?
Bigfoot Family.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that film. The whole episode was about that we already talked about.
No, the prequel you said it was.
Oh, the prequel. The prequel. I was trying to, I couldn't find the prequel to watch. My kids watch Bigfoot Family, but my understanding is the Bigfoot has a family and like he's married to a human woman. I don't even want to imagine the wedding night. But anyway, and a kid who's half human.
Do they have hybrid kids? Hybrid?
Like, yeah, he's like a kid with big feet. He doesn't need shoes, for instance.
So that's it. That's the premise of the show.
So they're like a suburban family or kind of half big, half human.
So how are you pitching this to executives? We've got this woman. She's into bestiality. She really wants a family.
But she's not. Bigfoot is not like a terrifying like ape. Kind of, you know, with like not Bigfoot like you'd imagine Bigfoot and the Hendersons. If you remember Bigfoot,
I do remember,
which is my favorite portrayal of such Bigfoot.
It's a great, Harry and the Hendersons.
Bigfoot is just like a human, except he's got magic powers and bigger feet and maybe like bushy sideburns. He looks more like a rough lumberjack kind of fella rather than a beast.
Right, and you know why they made those changes, right?
Just to make it acceptable.
Because otherwise she'd be having sex with an animal.
With a bipedal ape.
Yeah, right. Like
with an assumed to be extinct bipedal ape. So the storyline for this film is Bigfoot wants to use his fame for a good cause and decides that protecting a large wildlife reserve from a dodgy oil company in Alaska is the perfect opportunity. Adam, who's Bigfoot's son, helps his father by uploading a promotional video to social media. Swathes of protesters arrive to support Bigfoot, who mysteriously disappears one night. Adam and his mother, Shelley, the Bigfoot lover, journey to find and rescue him along with their animal friends. Adam infiltrates the company grounds and tycoon businessman and owner of the company, Connor Mandrake.
I'm guessing he's the bad guy.
He is the bad guy.
Right.
This is how I said it.
Yes,
and also he's got a bad guy name.
Right?
Connor Mandrake.
Connor
is still evil.
Still, yeah.
Yeah. Is preparing to destroy the valley using a bomb so that he can excavate the present oil easier. After freeing Shelley as well as his father, I didn't know Shelley was kidnapped, by the company, Adam escapes the grounds with them. Turning back, they defuse the bomb. Connor confronts them and Adam records him, exposing the scheme. So basically, evil oil company.
Right.
Foiled by Bigfoot family and the animals who they can talk to with their Bigfoot powers. Saves Alaska from a nuclear bomb.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said that the Bigfoot had magical powers. What the
They can talk to animals. I think he can run fast. I don't know.
Telekinetic powers.
Yeah.
Laser eyes.
Yeah. You know, Green Lantern ring.
Telescopic legs.
Exactly. And human wife. All the other animals are jealous. So... This is a headline from...
The first 10 minutes of this podcast is describing a weird, and I'm going to assume bad, children's movie.
No, it's done really well. It's done really well. My kids loved it. They thought it was great.
What did you think,
Reese? But you know who didn't love it?
You?
Jason Kenney. So, Jason's Kenny...
Jason. Hold on, this is... cares, man. It's a movie.
No, but this is it. This is the story. It's hilarious. It's a kids movie on Netflix. It's pretty average storyline.
Right.
Good lockdown viewing for kids.
Sure.
Why not? Everyone, you can watch it. Parents can sleep while the kids watch it and
nice
finally get
average
a
average animated movie that no one's going to remember. Right.
No, exactly. In 10 years time, everyone will go, remember that Bigfoot Family movie? No, but I remember that Jason Kenney didn't like it. That's all you'll remember. And there's proof of this, which we'll get to.
Oh, okay.
So Jason Kenney's government denounces Bigfoot Family.
Hold on, what?
Alberta's War Room trains its guns on Netflix cartoon movie.
It's because of the bestiality, isn't it?
Yeah. So, it's not. So the Canadian Energy Center, otherwise known as the War Room, is a $30 million...
Oh, my God. Why didn't I think? Of course, they're so fucking sensitive. They're
sensitive.
About
the oil.
Of course.
So this is 30...
I remember in Wefakak, one of the days in Wefakak, you were telling me that they put on not an anti-oil, so much a pro-alternative energy play at a fucking elementary school in
Alberta, exactly.
And they went, they lost their shit.
It was a pro-environmental play. Christmas play. And
and Big Oil's like, no.
Don't teach kids to look after the world. Basically the war room he's created is a $30 million kind of organization that is there to challenge any kind of negative portrayal of the oil industry. So it's created to sell Canada as...
Who is this?
Jason Kenney's Albertan government.
Sorry, just say all that again. I was zoned visualizing down. Bigfoot and a woman together, and it's just
Bigfoot and a woman in a hot tub.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Canadian Energy Center is known as the War Room, and it's a $30 million unit that has been set up by the Albertan government to fight negative portrayal of the oil industry in Canada. So they created to sell Canada as a supplier of choice for responsibly produced energy.
How effective has this center been at changing people's minds?
I think the jury is still out, but I think they're leaning heavily towards the unanimous decision that it's shit.
it's my favorite argument ever. I'm not against right wing views. I'm against extremist views.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm not against. I come from a community of people, and a lot of my family were coal miners. So my great grandfather invented the tire to Prius.
Really?
You know, I'm not. No. But like, you know, we were digging coal and burning coal on a mass scale.
It's just so funny to me where like a lot of the times I hear the answer, their argument is yes, but the economy, which is a solid argument. It is, but yeah. They use it a lot of the times as if it's the ultimate argument. Like, but the economy. Yes, but the building is on fire. Yes, but what about jobs? But the building is currently on fire. Can we not put the fire out? Yeah, but I mean, jobs. Like, just, you know, that's, we just always goes back to this, no matter what.
Well, but the jobs of the people sat at the desks while the building is burning.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Exactly. So they basically said, this is what they said about, this is so unprofessional.
My cell phone going off, my alarm. Like, it happens a lot.
Yeah. This is welcome to Jesse's professional recording. So this is what they said about Bigfoot family.
All right.
It's brainwashing our kids with anti-oil and gas propaganda. It's just wrong. And Netflix needs to know that. Our children are the key to the future, but they can't succeed if they're filled with misinformation. Bigfoot family, which is rated for children 7 or older, wrongly portrays oil and gas extraction to a young audience of Canadians and ignores the industry's commitment to environmental stewardship and responsible development.
I have a note on that later.
Okay. Tom Olson, the former UCB candidate and now head of the War Room, basically said, there's not a huge knowledge of what we do and how we do it and how we benefit the world. We're just disproving, we're about, this is my favorite quote. He explained it as, we're about disproving true facts, which I think that's a South Own.
We're about disproving true facts?
Yeah, I think, you know the meme where...
So, like, if it's fact is proven to be true, they're about disproving that.
And that's
true,
his direct quote. We're about disproving true facts. What we want is false facts that make us look good.
I mean, that's kind of what he just said. Like,
you know the meme where the person's riding a bike and they shove a stick in the front wheel?
No,
basically, he did that. launching an online petition against the film, the Canadian Energy Center said the petition was created in response to a concerned parent. Not one of them, obviously. Somebody else suggested it to them.
Of course.
In
case it went wrong, it wasn't them, yeah.
It's called Tell the Truth Netflix, and the petition asks the online streaming platform to portray the oil and gas sector in a more accurate light. And is addressed to Netflix Canada's head of communications.
So, okay, I can understand them wanting children of the world to know that they don't clear-cut forests in order to get oil by using bombs. Sure.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, if anything, I'd say, like, I'm kind of surprised they didn't go after Netflix for the bestiality.
No, that's fine. You can fuck animals, just don't insult oil.
Chocolate raisins, butter pecan pie, a warm breeze on a sunny day. Mid-podcast special announcements. These are all of our favorite things, and I'm sure you'll agree. Hey, here comes one now.
Everything else is off the table.
It's amazing. I worked for a company who will remain nameless.
McDonald's?
Yep. No.
Tim Hortons.
Took it right out of me. And I was tasked with editing videos for a gas company over in Alberta. And I felt so dirty going home every day because I realized I was making propaganda and I had to talk to my boss. I'm like, look, I'm not doing this anymore. Right. And it was so awful because like it was amazing how much effort they were putting into convincing the world that they were benefiting them. Like they were, but what it really was is they were forcing the agenda of like, look how safe we're making the community. Look how many jobs we're providing in this community. Look how, you know, it just like they were distracting you from the real thing. And it was amazing. And it was propaganda because like they would come in, they would offer jobs. And then they at the drop of a hat, which they have done, just leave like they said, look at all the jobs you've created. Look at all the jobs you've destroyed. Like, and it's anyway, it's absolutely remarkable how like, so, okay, just to, like, do we need oil? Yes, for other things other than gas and combustible engine.
Bitumen, which people commented on my pronunciation of. Bitumen.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I'll say it one more time. Bitumen. There we go.
You know, we need it for plastics. We need it for a lot, you know, computer chips. We do need oil, but we 100% need to be focused on alternative energy.
Yeah, moving away
like,
from it.
We just have to be, right? Like, yes, we've got sources of oil right now, you know. Great. That'll probably, we don't need to be spending an insane amount of money convincing the world that we need more oil right now.
Well, and also, like, the film suggested that they wanted to set off a nuclear bomb to clear the oil fields.
Okay, that is a bit much.
Or is it? Or is it, Jesse? It's so crazy. Do you think people in Alberta would think about nuking the oil fields? Is that preposterous? Do you think?
What?
Is this madness? It's so crazy. Who would think of such a thing?
To nuke an oil field? I don't know. It's an animated children's thing.
I know.
Right?
It's so preposterous. Only an idiot would think of a plan like that.
Hold on. Is that in the movie where he was going to use a nuke?
A nuclear bomb to wipe out the wildlife to make it easy to extract the oil, which is too preposterous to think that would ever happen.
I feel like you're leading up to something.
Maybe I am. Have you heard of a thing called Project Oil Sand?
No.
Have you ever heard of a thing called, also known as Project Cauldron?
No.
So, in 1958,
oh God,
yes. A proposal to exploit the Athabasca oil sands in Alberta via an underground detonation of up to 100 nuclear explosives.
No fucking way.
Hypothetically, the heat and pressure created by an underground detonation would boil the bitumen deposits, reducing their viscosity to the point that standard oil techniques could be used. In April 1959, the Federal Mines Department approved Project Oil Sands in Pony Creek, Alberta. Which is 64 miles from Fort McMurray.
This was approved?
This was approved. This was a plan.
Let's detonate 100 nuclear bombs under the ground.
In northern Alberta to do exactly what they were doing in Bigfoot families.
Now, when was this again? This was in the 60s?
This was in the late 50s, early 60s.
So to be fair, back then, weren't they still just experimenting with nuclear technology and weren't really familiar with just how dangerous
they dropped the first nuclear bomb 15 years before.
That's true.
Killed over 100,000 or hundreds of thousands of people, I think.
When were they doing all those tests, those nuclear bomb tests in the Pacific, though? Was that in the 40s?
That was, they consistent. I think France was still doing them in the 90s.
Jesus.
Yeah, they still just.
Just because they look neat.
It does look cool. And also I'm going to go to a tropical island for 6 months. Why? Yeah. Well, we don't have to do it there. We could do it somewhere cold, but it's nice. They've got pina coladas.
So what happened? Why did it not go through? This is amazing.
I know.
I didn't know this turn. The story would take this turn. I know. It was just like,
I know. I just think it's
quite a twist.
I think it's just like, oh, we would never set a nuclear bomb off, but we did think about it. Everyone just erase your minds of the last 5 minutes. We would never do such a thing. Do you know the only reason why they didn't go through with it?
Why?
Canada decided it was too high risk to put energy into developing his own nuclear weapons because they were worried about being spied on by the Soviet Union.
What?
So Canada became opposed to nuclear tests, which meant that they couldn't nuke the oil sands. So
because they were afraid that they'd...
It wasn't based on, is this a bad idea? It was based on, if we develop nuclear secrets, they might get stolen.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well,
yeah. So
it's the first time war helped the environment. perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. But the next twist.
There's another twist?
There's another twist.
Jesus Christ.
This is another article I found.
This is insane.
Thank you for doing it. Bigfoot family movie director says Alberta Energy Center brought film more publicity by criticizing it. It went back up to number 8 and stayed there till last Sunday. The movie also made the top 10 most viewed list on other streaming services such as iTunes and Google Play. There are probably between 30 and 50 million people who saw the film on Netflix over the last 4 weeks. I don't know to what extent the controversy helped, but the film it helped the film rather than hurt it. Thank you for doing it.
That's amazing. Oh my God.
This is ludicrous. How can politicians get so involved in the controversy about a kid's cartoon? I mean, Bigfoot lives in a house with a bear and, you know, a raccoon. And they all talk to each other. And they all... How can you spend public money to go after a film that has no intention other to entertain?
And apparently tell the truth.
I know. Without realizing, he wrote a script that was based on reality. It was technically a drama based on reality. It was a documentary drama, sorry.
Right. That's unbelievable. Oh my God.
So it was, you know, maybe they were unfair. Maybe they weren't accurate enough. Perhaps if you took the talking animals out of it would have been a bit more closer to the truth. Maybe that's the way they were upset. Because it wasn't accurate enough.
Unbelievable. I have to go watch a little bit of this movie now. Oh, now we're promoting the movie too. So yeah, but in a good light, so that's not.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to brainwash your children, then watch Bigfoot Family. My kids are technically brainwashed now.
I mean, the thing that I'm taking away from this is that, like, everyone's ignoring is, like, bestiality is okay. This is not this is not something I can get behind.
This is a new t-shirt. Bestiality is okay.
No.
Who wants that as a bumper sticker?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I think, though...
If someone could write a review...
Bigfoot does look very human in the
film.
Just
one review. If you see a review that already says this, just leave it as being the sole review. But can someone just write one review on Apple Podcasts for us saying how horrible our podcast is for promoting bestiality?
We're not promoting it. We're just...
Just to put a little twist when people also are reading the reviews. Just hold on. What?
What I love is that it's a kind of the conservative Christian, like, kind of government, like, you know, very kind of like right wing party.
Yeah.
You know, they were worried about the aisle, but they completely missed the interspecies relationship. I'm sure there's got to be something about Bigfoot in the Bible. I mean, I haven't read the whole thing. I struggled to get past the introduction at the start.
I'm just blown away that the plot to this animated movie was actually about to happen in Canada. Like,
But also the reason they didn't do it was not concern for the environment or the implications. It was all the worry was for basically...
Reputation.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, which backfired big time.
Yeah. So
Jason Kenney
hates Bigfoot.
Hates Bigfoot.
And his family.
Oh, not his own family. He hates Bigfoot's family.
I don't know. I don't know how he feels about his own family, but maybe.
I'm not worried about grammar right now.
Yeah. I remain neutral on that. I can't comment on his own feelings. But I do know he hates Bigfoot's family.
Jason, so what you're saying is that Jason Kenney may or may not hate his own family.
I'm saying I have no opinion on it. No evidence.
I'm trying to twist the grammar to make it...
Okay.
Yeah, the same way I'm saying.
Well, imagine if we get targeted by the War Room for just talking about
That'd
Bigfoot
be amazing.
Family.
Amazing. Are you kidding me?
Well, if they start.
Look what it did to the Bigfoot movie. I know.
Yes. If you work for the War Room and you would like to start a petition against our podcast and campaign against us, we would love the free publicity.
Yeah, get in touch with us. We'll help you with it.
You can rifle through my bins. All you're going to find is half eaten Paw Patrol waffles and.
Bestiality magazines.
No. No.
Which they.
You won't find us.
Right, he doesn't throw those out.
Also, what is it, the 90s doing magazines?
Right, sorry.
If I was going to enjoy bestiality, it would be on the internet. Thank you very much. Anyway,
that was fun.
Somehow, this episode about a Netflix film and controversy over oil became about something very much darker and more twisted. So If you're offended by the topic of bestiality, I'm sorry. If you're into it, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just don't do
it. Just don't do it. That's our slogan. Bestiality. Just don't do it.
No.
That's a t-shirt. No, that's we should just
bestiality.
Not.
Bestiality. we should just drop the subject, I think. Just not mention. It's just not nice. It's not nice.
We can't stop.
I know. We're going to end the episode. The call to action is only find humans attractive. Thank you. Consenting adult humans are all you're allowed to find attractive. And that's fine.
That's the call to action. Yeah. It's a reminder of...
To
of,
only find only consenting adult humans attractive.
There you go. Yep. That's...
Bye.
Send us a photo of your consenting adult human who you find attractive to
Canadian. Or don't. Don't send us pictures of you.
Oh, no, I'm just trying to. Did I make it weird? I made it
just,
weird.
Yeah. Just have a nice day and just do your own thing and keep your consented pictures between you and your partner or partners.
That's what you mean, like dirty, naked photos.
That's what it implied.
Did it really? Was it?
That's right. That's right.
That's where your mind was going there.
My mind's in the gutter.
Fucking weird, so. Dirty Welsh bastard.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.